Hello and welcome to our next episode in the Dive and Dig News Podcast, where we bring you the latest in the field of maritime archaeology. I'm Dr. Lucy Blue and I represent the Honor Frost Foundation that supports maritime archaeology in the Eastern Mediterranean. This week I'm talking to colleagues from the region, from the Maritime Archaeological Research Laboratory in the University of Cyprus. They're going to tell us all about the first ever underwater park developed in Cyprus, an ancient harbour dating to 2,400 years ago that is now submerged beneath the sea, and the app that they have recently launched to promote the site. Hello, Anna. It's lovely to talk to you across the airwaves. I'm here in the UK, and I know you're in sunny Cyprus, representing the Maritime Archaeological Research Lab from the University of Cyprus. And the reason we're talking is because you and your collaborators have developed this amazing app around this incredible site of Amethus, which I have had the pleasure of visiting before, not regrettably since the app has been launched. But could you tell us a little bit about this site? I know it's on the south coast of Cyprus, but when was it built and what would we see if we were to visit the site?
So Amethus, a very well-known site in Cyprus, preserves the remains of a Hellenistic harbour underwater. It's one of the best preserved ancient harbours in Cyprus, but also in general in the Mediterranean, because it has not been disturbed by later uses. It was built by the successors of Alexander the Great, and it was one of the first ancient harbours that have been excavated. We're still not sure whether the harbour was finished or it was remained not finished. So it is an interesting harbour from several aspects. Besides the fact that it's very well preserved, another reason that we chose to use this site for the creation of the first underwater archaeological park in Cyprus is because it also preserves important, not only cultural, but also natural heritage. Because around the harbour, Posidonia meadows have grown, which is a great habitat for marine life. Also, the fact that it is in shallow waters and it's an open access site made this site ideal to create the park.
How big is it? I mean, what would I see? Presumably it's made of stone blocks, but I mean, what sort of area does it cover?
So you would see a trapezoid harbour basin made by the three moles, the south mole, which is horizontal to the coast, and the east and west mole. And also you would see the entrance of the harbour at the east side of the harbour. The whole area covers an area of 30 hectares, and it's about the south mole, it's about 150 meters away from the coast.
It's really fascinating, and I know it's the first underwater park in Cyprus, but how did what funded this? This is something I can't imagine it's a cheap operation to set this whole thing up, clean it up, get it ready, get the app together. How did you fund this activity?
So the whole endeavor took place in the framework of Andigat project. It's a European-funded project through the Interreg program, which aimed to develop dive trails around marine protected areas in Greece and in Cyprus in order to promote and protect these areas. So in the framework of this project, several activities took place, such as knowledge sharing and in order to be able to develop sustainable management plans for diving trails around Greece and Cyprus. But also more parks were created and plans were created for the creation of more parks for both artificial reefs and underwater archaeological sites. So in terms of archaeological sites, Amethus Harbour was one of the case study, but also the studies for the creation of another park at Fourni in Greece took place in order to develop a detailed plan, management plan, for the creation of such a park in the future.
Wow, that's really good. It's such an inspired idea, isn't it? And I think when you start thinking in a holistic manner about the natural environment and the cultural environment, not only does it engage people more fully, more holistically, but it also brings the cash forward, I think, a bit sometimes, because quite often we're the poor partners, aren't we? The archaeologists running after the after the environmental people or the biologists or whatever. So no, I think that's brilliant. And it's great that I love the idea of the knowledge exchange as well. So you're building on how you develop these, how you engage people. So, well, that's fantastic. I think I'm going to speak to your colleague Irini now, aren't I? Because she was the one that actually developed the app. So excellent. Thanks, Anna. So, Irini, it's really lovely to be able to talk to you again. I know that with this amazing site of Amethus, which I have been lucky enough to visit, you decided, having documented the site really well, that you would try and communicate the site to the general public, or in effect encourage easier access, and you created this amazing app. Can you tell me a little bit about how you went about doing that?
Since this is an open access site and the area attracts many daily visitors, both walkers and swimmers, we felt that creating an app for smart mobile devices would be an ideal presentation tool, not only because smartphones and devices are already in the hands of the wide public who are comfortable in their use, but more importantly, the devices and the app allows on-site visitors to move freely and experience this unique landscape in a more personalized and active way. And certainly certain elements of the site are difficult to discern. The ancient harbor itself cannot be seen from out of the water. So the visual content of the app can enhance the understanding of this submerged ancient monument and its significance. But also through the creation of the app, the ancient harbor of Amathus is made digitally accessible to people anywhere in the world, offering remote navigation and information about the site.
So if I were to go on the app, what happens? It would basically guide me around the land and underwater, or how does this work?
It works above water. Obviously, we cannot take the device with us. Firstly, we would have to download the application. It's available for both Android and iOS devices, downloadable from the Google Play Store and also the Apple App Store. The app was developed in both Greek and English and offers a lot of information regarding the site through audiovisual material, so text, photographs, video footage, animation, interactive maps for the trails, 3D models, as well as narration, audio narration. So when the visitor is on site, the application can track their location and indicate nearby points of interest on the interactive maps, enabling a personalized visit. The app offers two walking trails and two swimming routes, which highlight both the natural and the cultural aspects of the site. In this way, users can walk along the coast reading, or better yet, listening to the audio narration before they swim and snorkel to have a closer look at the remains of the ancient harbor. If users prefer not to do the trails, they can instead read the five thematic sections available in the app and learn about the history and the architecture of the harbour, the coastline changes, and the unique marine ecosystem of the area.
Well, what a resource. And this is the first time this has been developed for an underwater site in Cyprus, is that right?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like a really great resource. I need to go to the site and obviously use it myself, because that's when you really notice the full benefit. So I think I'll make that a target for my next visit to Cyprus. And it looks visually absolutely stunning. It's really, really, really engaging. So well done. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Many thanks to Anna and Irini for sharing the details of this fantastic app and ways in which public access and site protection are simultaneously being enhanced at the port site of ancient Amethus. It's great stuff. I hope you've enjoyed this Dive and Dig news podcast brought to you by the Honor Frost Foundation. Don't forget, there are lots more news items that you can listen to on our website and on other podcast platforms. And coming up this autumn, I'm really happy to announce the launch of our second Dive and Dig podcast series. This series focuses on the ancient world of the Mediterranean. So I hope you'll join us again then, and thanks again for listening.